Good evening, sir. I know you weren't expecting me, but I was hoping that I could talk to you about some problems I'm having in your class. Thank you. As you know, sir, I haven't been doing so well in your science class, and I was hoping that maybe you would be willing to work with me so that I can improve my grades. Yes, I know. I did try those after-school tutoring sessions, but they didn't seem to be working. I got an F on my last test, and I thought maybe that you could give me some private lessons here, you know, at your home. Just the two of us, alone, with nobody else around to disturb us. Do I really have to spell it out, sir? I was thinking that you could teach me about other things besides all this science stuff, and that these other things that you taught me, that you showed me, would kind of balance out my science grade, you know. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Okay. If you want me to spell it out for you, I thought, for example, you could teach me about kissing. I don't know very much about kissing. I've never kissed a boy before. I've only ever kissed my daddy, and usually that was on his neck. Show you? You want me to show you where I kissed my daddy? Okay, here goes. Right there, right on his neck. Between his neck and his shoulder. Little kisses. So I thought maybe you would like to be the first man to teach me how to kiss a grown-up man. Would you like that, sir? And if kissing wasn't enough to improve my grade, maybe you could teach me other things. Things that grown-up men like young girls to know how to do. Like what? Well, you could teach me how to kiss other parts of your body. I've heard my girlfriends talking, and I heard them talk about how men like young girls to kiss their chests and their bellies and even lower. You know, their private parts. Down there, between their legs, kiss their thingies. Why, no, I've never seen a grown-up man's thingy before, just my little brother's pee-pee, and it wasn't very big, so I figure a man's thingy can't be much bigger than my little brother's pee-pee, and I guess if you wanted me to, I could kiss it for you if you showed me how, you know, as part of my private lessons to improve my grades in your class. Would you like that, sir? Would you like to teach me how to kiss your thingy? All right. Yes, sir. I'm ready. Step one is you want me to take off my backpack and then get down on my knees in front of you while I sit on the, while you sit on the couch. Like this, sir? And okay, and step two is for me to unbutton my white blouse so it hangs open. You mean like this? Oh, you want me to take it off, too. Okay, yes, sir. Can I leave my bra on, sir? Oh, okay. I'll take that off, too. But I'm embarrassed because I've never shown a grown-up man my titties before. And I'm embarrassed that they're so big for my age. They're already a D cup, sir. And they're even bigger than my mommy's. All right. Yes, sir. Lose the bra. Okay. And step three is you want me to unzip your pants. Yes, sir. And pull out your thingy. Yes, sir. I will, sir. But you want me to call it a cock instead? Not a thingy? A thingy is what little girls call a man's cock, and you're going to make me a woman. And a woman calls it a cock. Yes, sir. I understand, sir. You want me to reach inside your zipper hole and pull out your cock. But, sir, it won't come out. It's stuck in there. And why is it so big and hard, sir? Who, me? I did that? I made it like that? Oh, please, sir, help me get your cock out. Oh, thank you, sir. No, I never realized. I never knew that a man's cock could be so big. I mean, my little brother's, his pee-pee is so small. Yes, sir, I'll stop talking. I understand, sir. A woman isn't supposed to talk unless her mouth is full. And, I'm sorry, sir. I wasn't ready for step four. Yes, sir, I understand. You were just giving me a preview of what to expect in the next step. But in the meantime, you want me to meet your cock? To say hello to it? To get to know it? Familiarize myself with its length? Its thickness? Its texture? And the wetness that comes out the tiny slit at the tip? Yes, sir. I can see that, sir. Okay. Hello, cock. No, sir. I'm not spitting out the taste of your cock out of my mouth. It's just that I think I got a hair in my mouth or something. Yes, sir. I understand. A woman is supposed to worship a man's cock with her hands at her mouth and never, ever spit out anything he gives her. Yes, sir. But, sir, your cock is so thick, and my little hands can barely wrap around it. See? Yes, sir. Anything you say, sir. Is that enough spit, sir? And my hands. Show me, please, sir. I need you to teach me what I'm supposed to do with my hands. Yes, I like that you're covering my little hands with your big ones so you can show me how you want me to touch your cock. How you like me to stroke it. Is that the right word, sir? To stroke your cock? Up and down? Like this, sir? Oh, yes, sir. I'm catching on. I think I can do it on my own now, sir. See? Oh, this is easy. Your cock is getting all wet now with my spit and that stuff that's seeping out of your tip? Lick it? You want me to take my tongue and lick that stuff coming out of the tip of your cock? Oh, yes, sir. No, sir, I'm not questioning you. I can do it. See? Yes, sir. But, sir, the more I lick, the more stuff seeps out. Yes, sir, I'll try. Oh, sir, I'm making such a mess. Our cock is getting so wet and sloppy, I can hardly keep up with it. And look, sir, see how your balls are getting all wet and sloppy, too? Yes, sir, I'll clean them up right away, sir. Like this? Yes, sir, And I'll keep stroking your cock while I lick your balls. Yes, sir. Oh, so much to remember. I'm just a little girl, you know. I mean, a little woman. Yes, sir. And step five is, you want me to open my mouth and wrap my little lips around your cock. Okay. I guess so. But my mouth is full. It's too small. Your cock is too big, sir. And my mouth can barely open up wide enough to take the head of your cock inside. But I'll try. More? You want me to take more? Yes, sir. It's too big, sir. I'm crying. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My hand, sir. On my head. And your fingers in my hair. You're pulling my hair. You're hurting my hair, sir. I don't want to do this anymore. Your cock is too big, and it hurts my mouth. You keep sucking your cock, and I swear, you're working too much inside. It's too much work. I changed my mind. I don't care if you're in your class anymore. I don't want to go to college. It's too hard to get good grades. I'll get married instead. I don't want to suck a man's cock anymore. I'll just have his babies instead. No, sir. I don't exactly precisely know how babies are made, sir. It's got to be easier than sucking a man's cock. Please, sir, I want to go home now. Let go of my head. Please, sir, please. You're gonna what? Well, on my first lesson? Thank you, sir. Yeah. And then you'll give me an A for the course, right? No? What do you mean, no? But I thought, that is, well, no, I guess you didn't exactly say so. Exactly. But I thought, a C? I only earned a C today? I sucked your fucking cock and you made me choke and gag on it and you came in my mouth and made me swallow it? Oh, and all I got was a lousy C? Yes, sir. I understand. I need more lessons before I can get an A. Tomorrow, same time. Yes, sir. I understand. Oh. Fuck! I swallowed his yucky spunk and all I got to show for it was a lousy C. Double fuck!